ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
SAS Australia, our fave Jet Kenny, handed in his armband, which means he was done and dusted from the show. It was his own choice. He wasn't forced off there. But he joins us right now. How are you, Jet?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm good. I'm a bit better than I was doing last night on the show, that's for sure.
Well, you just mentioned that you're currently eating a cream donut, which is not what you were fed on SAS Australia. Talk us through the food, because it was the food that was the thing that made you leave in the end.
Yeah, so I don't know, I don't have the best sort of diet and whatnot anyway, but yeah, I always knew that I was going to struggle with the food going into there. I'm a bit of a fussy eater and do struggle with a fair few foods. And yeah, to be honest, those oats didn't do a whole lot for me each morning. And I got to the point where they almost made me vomit. So I couldn't afford to vomit up what I'd had for dinner the night before. And the night before I left, they had seafood. We had fish for dinner, and I don't eat seafood, so I didn't end up eating dinner that night either. I had a few sweet potatoes, and I woke up the next morning and was just mentally switched off. And unfortunately, that's what got me in the end. I'd convinced myself that I was done, but I remember about 5 minutes after I left, I had a hot chocolate and two Tim Tams, and I was ready to go again. Just a bit of sugar.
Wow, isn't that sugar? Sugar pick me up.
I think I ate sugar for about the next 36 hours after I was done. There was the Airbnb we were staying at. There was just Tim Tams, there was chips, beer. It's just I did amazing. Not stop eating. So,
I think that's the thing with SAS Australia too, is you're burning so many calories. Mm. So if you're not, you know, having the intake, that's just tough. And look, it was tough on your body. I know once you chose to leave the show, they took you to medical. Has there been any long-standing effects like since the show, like in the days and weeks afterwards? How was your body?
Yeah, look, to be honest, my body was, it was a bit sore throughout the end of the days that I was there. But the next month after the show, I struggled to get my shoulders above my head, which I didn't feel on the show. But I think just because I came out and I sort of just did nothing for about a month. Usually it's our off season for surf life saving anyway. So I usually do something, I'll go for a run or just go for a light paddle or something. But it got to the point where I couldn't get my shoulders above my head, and a bit of slow rehab and sort of massage and physio got me through that. But no, body's all good now, and if I had the opportunity to do it all again, I definitely would.
Well, I was going to ask you that because I watch it and I think, why would anyone sign up for a TV show like this? It is absolutely insane. If you want to push your limits, go do it elsewhere. Like, why would you do it with these crazy guys?
I think it's very different. I mean, you can push your limits so far in the outside world to the best of your ability, but when you're almost sort of dependable or reliant on someone else to, I don't know, get you through when you're in a sort of team environment and a new environment as well, it's a good way to sort of test yourself both physically and mentally. And for me, it was a bit of that.
The other thing from the show, Jet, that we have to talk about, and massive props to you for doing this, is you opened up about the passing of your sister Jamie last year. This was really big of you, I thought. I've got to grab. This is what went to air on the show.
My sister, she battled with mental health for 15 years. But for me, it was kind of just like, why are you doing this to yourself? Never fully understood it.
That really struck a note with me, Jet Kenny, because I feel like a lot of people would be in your shoes there. They would have loved ones who have suffered from mental illness, and they just don't really get it. And I don't know, I think you saying it on a platform, on a show like SAS Australia, just would have, I don't know, resonated with a lot of people. So that was really big of you to do that, I thought, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, there's probably more people than you think who do struggle or know someone who struggles with mental health. But it's behind closed doors. It's not so much a public conversation or a public topic, but just because, I don't know, they probably don't want it to be. And I know that was the same for our family. It was, I don't know, even when Jamie was out in public or whatever, it was all sunshine and rainbows. But with that comes the dark clouds and the storms. And, it's hard because, like I said, you don't truly understand it. And I hope I never do. I hope I'm never put in that situation. But, yeah, I don't know, to everyone that is out there with or struggling with mental health or knows someone that's struggling with mental health, you do kind of feel helpless at times. But I don't know, you can do everything you can for that person, but in the end it comes down to that person wanting to sort of help themselves or better themselves. But until, I don't know, they can get to that point, all you can do is offer the best for them. So, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. But like I said, there's probably people out there today who are struggling with it. And I don't know, you're always trying to find the positives in life, I guess.
There's definitely people out there struggling, and I think hearing you talk about it would definitely, you know, help at least raise that conversation, if nothing else, which is really, really important.
And if you're ever looking for that first port of call, if you are struggling, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And keep watching SAS Australia. He's out, but there's, you know, there's other people, but he was our favourite, Jet Kenny.
Yeah.
But it's back tonight at 7:30 on Channel 7. Jet Kenny, great chat, man. Thank you for the your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.